Welcome to highlights from our 2017 Bird Talk Live Online Bird Talk radio shows. Short clips from many interesting people sharing their experience with feathered loved ones live on air. Live from Kansas City, KC Bird Whisperer International Productions presents Bird Talk, live online with your host, Mike Kiger. I have Craig Jones connected, and we're going to hear a great story about his green-winged macaw experience. Hello, Craig.
Hey, how's it going?
Awesome. How are you doing today?
Great, man. Another beautiful Sunday.
Yes, it is here. And where are you located for the listening audience?
Western Colorado.
Nice. God's country.
Well, we've already had rain and sun and rain and sun, and now it's decided to be sunny for a while.
Rain, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it does. It's like that out there.
Well, it's nice if you have a zero escape yard, because it's always better when nature waters your plants versus when you water them. So everything looks beautiful outside as well.
Yes. I guess we should jump right into your story. And listening audience, this is Craig Jones. I found him on Facebook. He has a Facebook bird group. It's the name of the group is just Green Wing Macaw, Craig. Is that?
Yes, it is.
So they can find your group there just by searching for Green Wing Macaw and Facebook bird groups.
I also have one called Living with Macaws.
You can join Facebook bird groups. There's lots and lots of them with lots and lots of great helpful information, and this is one of the ways that I've learned a lot about bird keeping, parrots, domestic exotic birds over the about 5 years we've been on Facebook as a business, so to speak. And a little before that, I joined a few Facebook bird groups. They're a great place to find information about all kinds of things. There's groups all about just what parrots eat, and all this these chop recipes that people publish for all this great food their birds eat. And I think when I was chatting in PM with Craig recently, we talked about that I think Craig told me that his birds, that he eats what his birds eat. Isn't that what you say, Craig?
Well, you know, macaws and even the African gray I have, they really eat a variety of different foods, and they're all super healthy foods, you know, like sweet potatoes and various vegetables and various fruits and various nuts and various seeds. So, you know, there's people that even feed them cooked grains and pastas and things like that. So it's, you can pretty much live on the same diet your birds do and be super healthy. And, you know, once or twice a week, you can give them scrambled eggs with vegetables or, you know, small pieces of chicken or turkey, especially if they get a lot of exercise. The birds that I have, I've built huge suspended perches from the ceiling, and I have lots of aspen tree and elm tree stumps that are 5, 6, 7, 8 feet tall, and I connect them together with aspen branches so they get plenty of exercise, not like if they were free-flying. But that's on the agenda for next year, is to build an enclosed aviary, because the new greenwing I just adopted 3 days ago is a flyer. He's only three, and the African gray is also a flyer. The other two macaws, the females, they're not flyers at all, so that doesn't really interest them. But you really have to protect them if they do fly, because, you know, it's easy to lose a bird.
Jess Furman, author of Diary of Pink Pearl to Make a Difference, talks about socializing pet birds, including them in our social activities and events. It's a good thing I run this radio station. Nobody can fire me.
Heard that before.
Right. So, where can we start?
Where would you like to start? Pearl here was, she was abused for 15 years, and she really not to, she never got to experience holidays the way people get to. You know, we all get together with our family and our friends, and we get a great big meal together, and we leave all the animals behind, and we just like sit around and stuff our faces and drink. And you know, meanwhile, the birds are just kind of like sitting at home going, wait a second, what happened to the mom and the dad and the kids? And, you know, why aren't we all together? And even if the family comes over to the house, you know, a lot of times what people do is they'll lock the parrots up in cages. And they don't get to be a part of the whole excitement because they don't want them in the way. And, you know, someone might be afraid of them or whatever the case may be. And Pearl, in, you know, 2012, I rescued her after 15 years. And I'd written, you know, 7 books out of her perspective. And, you know, I thought, you know, for the first time in her life, it's time that she gets to be a part of the holidays. And just as we were leaving to go off to Pacific Palisades Estate and celebrate Thanksgiving at Uncle John's house, you know, in the famous Willett style with lots of money and crystal and china and all these fancy things in life, I said, you know what, why not bring the bird? And my husband at the time says, oh, no way, no how, she can't come. I mean, she's going to spoil it. You know, this is all Thanksgiving. It's all about family. It's all about getting together with all these rich family, rich, you know, friends of ours and stuff. And I'm like, no, you know what? It's about her, too. You know, she's now part of the family, so she's coming.
Jess Furman comments about Pink Pearl, her Indonesian pink cockatoo, and how Pearl steals the show, socializing with people in a technological age.
That's what she's all about. And for what I've learned about Pearl, you know, in through the holidays and stuff, is that she takes all the attention away off of all the materialistic garbage that they got floating around. They're all the little, you know, iPhones and the iPods and all the little, you know, electronic gadgets that kids are collecting these days. She takes attention off of that and back to reality. And that's something that, you know, we're kind of losing in this day and time. And especially like in the Bay Area where I've been spending the last year now, you know, they don't even have, you know, art so much anymore. You know, they focus their attention away from art and onto electronics and technology. And, you know, the really, I don't know how to put it, the baffling thing about it, about being back in the Bay Area is that...
Almost all the shows, she brings Swoop, her Eurasian eagle owl. I think it's the largest owl on the planet. About 10 or 12 pound bird with 5 to 6 foot wingspan. Take down small deer and goats in the wild for food. Ultimate night hunter, according to Ian Martin of the Florida Keys Wild Bird Center. My interview with him recently, I'm learning so much. I am not a bird expert, don't get me wrong. I don't do these shows to impress you with my knowledge. I do these shows to benefit you with the knowledge and experience of others who have vast experience and knowledge. And even people that have just had a bird for one day can be on Bird Talk Live Online. That is the purpose of the show, is to get this knowledge and experience out here in the open, which is a variety from... a variety of knowledge and experience from the bird keeper that's had a bird for one day, that's just thinking about getting a bird, all the way to these people that have kept birds for all their life, 20, 30, 40 years, people that work in rescues and avian veterinarians. We're looking at having Ross Perry from Australia, an avian vet who was on Sydney Dalavet for about a year over there. Really educated guy. He used a lot of big words. He's written books and things that you probably like to read that will help you be more successful keeping your birds. And you can find him on Facebook. Just type in Ross Perry in the search window on Facebook. He's in the outback over there, the Down Under. Jess Furman and her personal bird love.
You know, I mean, it, for me, it was a childhood dream come true to just be surrounded by so much love and, you know, since I was a little girl, I never believed in keeping any animal in cages. And so I took in all these birds, and I let them fly around my house. And sure, it got a little messy and high maintenance. Sure, it did, you know. Right. But so are two-year-olds, you know. My mom loved babies. But, you know, I love parrots. And so these parrots, they were flying around, and they're all different subspecies, all different sizes. You know, you get the crazy kayaks, how colorful they are, and you got the peonies, and you've got, you know, cockatiels and lovebirds.
Jess Furman shares how she got started rescuing birds.
I mean, 2012. And all of a sudden, you know, these birds that, you know, two kayaks, Fred and Nettle, you know, they were living in a pet store for 8.5 years in a cage. Never got to sense what real freedom was all about. They were living in a pet store. You know, and I used to volunteer there because I was disabled at the time and, you know, I had nothing to do. And I thought, well, you know what, why not give for it? You know, why not give back to the community? Why not help out the pet store? They're struggling. You know, they're understaffed. And the staff is all caring about all these purebred cats and dogs for all these fancy people. But the birds were like the last to be getting attention. And I thought, that's wrong. And so I'd go there and I'd make sure that they had food and water. And, you know, once in a while, I'd leave a note for the owner. I go, you know what? Maybe it's time for them to come to a real home. You know, if you ever decide to get them to a real home, you know, I would like to be on that list.
Talking about things that we would want to think about if you're thinking about getting a bird, you've never had a bird. We were giving out some information about the common issues that you would be faced with trying to select the right bird for you, different species. Yvonne was saying that some people, you know, try to pick out a bird that matches the color of their decor in their home. You could do that, and if it goes sideways after you get that scarlet macaw in there and it's chewing up your curtain rods, give us a call and we'll try to help you manage that. Personalities and whether they like men or women or both, we find a lot of this in the when you get into the medium and large parrots. We have this, there's this gender thing going on. And they tend to bond with, you know, a lot of them only like men or only like women. And a lot of them like everybody, like Yvonne's birds. I tell you, if you go to my Facebook business page, facebook.com/800-916-BIRD, look in the video section there, you'll find some video from my visit to her aviary. And it's so much fun. As soon as you walk in there, well, you can hear them from outside too, but when you walk in, they're all talking. Most of them are talking and trying to get your attention and holding their feet up, wanting to step up on your hand, wanting you to hold them, wanting you to love on them, and they want to love on you. And, of course, that's what Wings of Love is all about, the love and the bird love that Yvonne has developed with these birds for 40 plus years now. This is the kind of bird that everybody wants, the bird that wants to be loved on and handled and is friendly. So this is what you're looking for when you go, and of course you're looking for your first bird. Behavior is a big deal, and I would talk to whoever has a bird that you're looking at that you might want a lot about that bird's behavior, about the history, about who had the bird before and how the bird was kept. You know, make a few visits to that pet store or breeder before you commit, unless you know what you're doing, you know, unless you're sure. It's a long-term commitment, and these birds are like 3-year-olds and 5-year-olds, and they live a long time. So when you take a bird like this into your home, especially these medium and large sized parrots, you're going to be living with a 5-year-old for about 50 to 80 years. That's something to think about. I'm your host, Mike Kiger. Over 30 years ago, I worked in a major franchise pet store as a bird salesman, where I learned some basic bird behavior training and grooming. There were birds in the store that could not be sold as they were too vicious or afraid of people. They often bit people that tried to handle them. I still remember thinking that it would have been so great if people could have enjoyed those birds instead of struggling with them. Since then, I've helped some friends and neighbors with their birds along the way in my life. About 7 years ago, some friends that have seen me work with birds encouraged me to develop my bird experience with exotic birds into a business. KC Bird Whisperer International are dedicated to the enjoyment of pet birds and promotion of related products, services, and events. I hope you enjoy KC Bird Whisperer International productions and support our efforts to provide rich, informative media to the avian public and people thinking about getting a bird. Please visit www.birdtalkradio.com again soon and enjoy our internet radio broadcast of Bird Talk Live Online and our podcast on podbean.com. I'm your host, Mike Kiger. Thank you for tuning in today.